Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahamas, come on, pretty mama. We are going on vacation with NFL Man. I know what you guys are thinking. You should really stop podcasting and start a singing career instead. I know, I've been thinking about it. But we're going on vacation, we're going on vacation. Okay, welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earle. Today, we're taking a little trip. We are going away with NFL Man, and he actually has no idea where we're going. So, for his birthday, I wasn't sure what to get him. I don't know. I was like, something we can both experience together. He has an off week this week for football. And I thought, what better than something that we can all enjoy, because I'm going to bring you guys with us on this trip. So for NFL Man's birthday, I gave him a little passport holder. I got him one from Bottega Veneta. I was like, here you go. Here's your big present. And he opens it up and it said, save the date, November 8th through 11th. Like, pack your bags. So for the past month, because his birthday was October 6th, he has had no idea where we're going. He's asked me every day, and I honestly didn't really think I could keep it a surprise because I'm really horrible with surprises, but I've planned this whole trip. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and you guys are actually, for the first time ever, going to get to see NFL Man. I'm going to reveal his face. Maybe even his name. We'll refer to him by his name, even though everyone already knows who he is. But wow, we have a lot of updates, because the last time I talked to you guys about NFL Man was episode 1, Just Friends. If you're like, Alex, who is NFL Man? Go back to episode 1, Just Friends, and that will kind of explain everything, where we've been at the past 8-9 months now. Everyone's like, are you dating? Are you not dating? Well, we are going to discuss that all in this episode. I'm going to tell you guys everything, because the last time I spoke to you guys, I recorded episode 1 in the beginning of August, and now it's the beginning of November. So we have a lot of relationship status update changes. Who's ready to jet set off? Let's go into the air with our champagne. Oh my gosh, I have to like leave, like I have to go. I don't think you guys understand what's going on in this closet right now. This is just like me packing 5 minutes ago. Let's go. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier, and you guys know how much I love to have a good time, and I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Key Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Key was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Key always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Key's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair, so whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Key's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at key.com. That's Quay.com. We're on the way to the airport. NFL Man is in the car. We got a big Sprinter van for us because I packed 10 bags for 3 days.
It's home video style.
Okay. Where do you think we're going?
I have no idea. They just said an hour and 20 minutes.
Where are we?
I have no idea. It's like Survivor.
There's literally like no one on this island besides us. We're going camping on a random island.
Do it. Hope you don't have a fake fire, because I don't. Where are we?
We're taking another mode of transportation. We're boating on over.
Here we go. On video.
He's on hot mess duty. We're filming this all. This is like an episode of Paranormal Activity right now because there's no lights on. We made it to the Bahamas. We are here. So we've been here for like 2 days now. It's going great. We're having a lot of fun. But I know I need to answer your guys' questions on what everyone wants to know. What has happened over the past 3 months with NFL Man? Because a lot has changed and we have a lot of updates. So for anyone who needs a little recap, basically in the beginning of August, I recorded the first episode of Hot Mess, which is so crazy that it's November now. And I said that we were just friends and everyone was so confused and like mad and was like, Alex, what are you talking about? Like, you guys hang out all the time. You're with each other's families. Like, how are you just friends? Well, basically Big Al was just trying to take her time and get to really know every part of NFL Man before entering a relationship with him, because that is very important to me. I've definitely made that mistake in the past. My last relationship, I knew him for like 3 months before we started dating, and even during those 3 months it was like kind of long distance, and like I definitely didn't fully know him and like all the sides to him, because we started dating and then basically it like went downhill like very fast and like was so toxic and horrible. I always say on here that you're only young once, and I just don't think I'm at a point in my life where like being in a relationship is the most important thing. Like, I would rather be single than if someone wasn't right for me. So where we left off in August was we were just hanging out and having fun, and I was like, we're gonna see where it goes, because at that point he hadn't started football yet. So the football season was just beginning, and he has a pretty crazy schedule traveling, and I have a pretty crazy schedule traveling as well with my work. So I think like we were just kind of testing it out to see how it would go, how it would work, like what's going on there. And a lot has changed during these 3 months, but in a good way. When NFL Man and I started to hang out, it was a lot of fun, and we were very much so in that like honeymoon phase. Like, everything was kind of perfect, nothing was wrong, and that was like all great for me. But that kind of scared me a little bit, just because it did feel like very good, and you're like, Alex, that should be a good thing. But for me, that like scared me a little bit. So I think like during the summer I kind of like took a step back. I was like, I need to breathe, like give me a minute, and you know, like we'll just keep hanging out maybe and like see if we still feel this way in a few months. And it's crazy because I feel like we like got past that honeymoon phase, but like are still in it. Like, it still feels the same way that it did when we first started hanging out. Like, our personalities are just very, very compatible, and I don't know, from the moment we met, like we just kind of like hit it off, like are able to talk about anything all day every day, and we have a lot of fun hanging out. And when I say our personalities go very well together, we're kind of opposites, but kind of also similar. So I'm a Sagittarius. I don't know if you guys believe in this, but sometimes I do. I'm a Sagittarius and he's a Libra. And apparently those two are like very compatible. This is what I read on Google, so who knows actually, but I can be very high strung and like crazy, and I can get into like very bad moods. Like, I'm a person that gets like super irritable about like little things, and I've always been that way. And usually when I'm with someone in a relationship, it kind of like makes them mad or angry, or they're like, could you stop being such a bitch? Which I probably should stop being a bitch, but I don't know, I've just always been that way. Like, I get very irritable and like I can like snap really quickly, and NFL Man is so calm. And I think the moment that I knew something was special or different about him was I was in one of these like angry moods that I get in just like literally over no reason. Like it could just be like, I'm too hot and I'm like, oh, and I'm being such a bitch. And instead of him like acting mad or angry, he literally said to me, he was like, when you get in these moods, like, I just want to understand them more. Like, how can I help you get out of these moods? Or like, what can I do to like relieve this like stress that you're in? And he was like, I just want to know like what's going on in your mind, instead of like taking offense to my mood and I don't know, reacting to it. Because I've definitely had relationships before where it's like fire and fire and we're both like butting heads with each other, and like that just doesn't work out well either. So the fact that he was like patient enough to ask and like try to understand me, and he wasn't judging me because he knew that like I wasn't attacking him or getting in a bad mood for any other reason than I don't know what's wrong with me sometimes. He's the first person who's ever done that. That was a very big green flag for me. And as much as he is like calm, like I've never seen him like mad or raise his voice. Like he's very like rational. I'm like, how are you not pissed off right now about like XYZ? And he's like, I don't know, like, you know, I like to like think things through, and like I think a lot of the times like you don't actually have to like get so mad about something. You can just like take it for what it is. And I'm like, ugh. I'm like, I definitely don't think like that, but it's nice to be with someone who does. And while he is very calm, he's also very fun and outgoing, similar to me. Like we can go out and dance and have fun, and it's like no judgment zone. Like that is just my favorite thing ever, because I've also been in relationships before where we'll literally be out getting coffee in the morning and like I'm hyper and like I'll start dancing in the middle of a coffee shop, just like a 1-2 step, break it down, just a little Big Al special. And I've been with people and they're like, can you stop? You're embarrassing me. And he like loves it. He'll start dancing with me. Like we just have like a very fun energy together, and he doesn't judge me. He also doesn't judge me with what I do for work. And that can take a lot of patience sometimes, because we can be out and I'm like, wait, let me record this on this camcorder. Let me record this on my phone. Let me take a video of this. And like, I don't know, just sometimes I do understand how it could be a little bit annoying. And he's very patient with it. He gets it. He's very understanding, and he'll like help me with a lot of it. Even when I'm on my phone answering emails or editing a video, my ex, you know, we just need to make a whole nother episode like shitting on him, because he was the worst. He would yell at me for like being on my phone. I'm like, I have to get this done. Like, I know that this seems stupid to you, but like, I have to be on my phone right now to like edit this. Like, this is work for me. I'm sorry. And I'm like, would you rather me be gone in an office all day? Like, let me just sit down and do this really quick. And he would just like scream at me, like to no extent. Like, it was insanity. And I don't know. So the fact that like he recognizes that I need to like be on my phone or taking content, I'm like, wow, like this is just maybe the bare minimum, but like this is so nice that someone gets it, because it is kind of a weird thing to get. And when I got out of this last relationship, I was like, I am not looking for anything else. Like, I don't want to date anyone. That's the last thing I'm looking for. And I feel like that's when people say you like always find someone good, or like you find someone in that situation, because you just like aren't seeking it really. Like, that energy isn't in the air. I don't know. I have a thing. I think guys can like sense that when you are like, I need you, or like something like that. I just feel like guys can sense it, and then that kind of like scares them away. That's basically why I've just been taking my time with this. Like, it's also been a lot of pressure with social media, and it's a weird thing for me, because a year ago today, like, I was just not in the same spotlight that I am now, and I hate even saying that, but just things I do or people I'm with, it's all like analyzed under this microscope. And I don't know, I just like really wanted to make sure that I wanted to enter a relationship for me, not because the social media news sources are telling me that I'm in one, or not because people are saying that, oh, I've been hanging out with him for 5 months now, now I should be dating him. Like, I just wanted to really take my time and make sure I was 100% on this decision for myself. Now, you're probably like, okay, so you guys are dating. Well, Like, basically, but I, if you guys can't tell already, get very stressed out by this, like, label thing. And NFL Man and I have had this vacation planned for, like, over a month now. And I told him, I was like, you know what, I think by the time that we're on this trip, I will be ready for a relationship. Like, I think I'm warming up to the idea. He's like, oh, really? He's like, in my mind, like, it doesn't matter to me because, like, we are dating. Like, whatever you say, this label or not. He's like, if that's going to stress you out, then we don't need to put pressure on it. But I was like, you know, I'm warming up to this big label announcement. Obviously, I'm posting him now on social media in his face, and I've tagged him. So we've made big progress, and I do feel good about where we're at. And I thought it was only right to bring you guys along on this trip with us. And I want you guys to meet NFL Man. I want you guys to see how we are together. Maybe you guys will not like him, and then you can let me know. So I think we're gonna sit down with NFL Man. I want you guys to meet him, to get to know him a little bit. Maybe he can tell you guys some things about me and how I'm a crazy bitch, and it will just be a lot of fun. We're all gonna get to know each other on here, and we have one more day left of this trip so far. We have a big dinner planned tonight, apparently. He planned it. I have no idea what we're doing, where we're going, what's going on. I think we should surprise him tomorrow when I bring him on Hot Mess, and I want to, like, ask him out. just because it's going to be so funny, because he's going to be taken so off guard. So we'll see. He's literally sitting outside right now. I'm like, you can't hear any of this. I'm recording and I'm talking about you, and, like, I'm saying nice things, so get out. And we have honestly had a quite funky trip. Like, it's been so great, but there has been some things happening that we are like, I'm not sure if we're in a simulation. Like, we feel like we're in White Lotus. We keep saying that, like, season one of White Lotus. We're like, what is happening right now? Like, there's just been some funny stories that we need to go over. So I figured I would bring him on to tell you guys. And oh my gosh, this morning he woke me up with roses. So I'm setting up for Hot Mess. Naturally, I wake up and I'm like, cameras. And I'm like going around to the cameras, placing them up. And he's like, he took one of the cameras and he was like, Alex, I think there's something outside for you. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like literally looking like a mongrel in the morning. My hair is all over the place. I'm like, huh? And I go outside and I see rose petals all over the front porch. And then there's like three pots of roses and like glasses of champagne and orange juice. And I like look, I'm like, is this for me from you? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like so awkward in those situations. I don't even know how to react. And he was recording me. So I'm like, ah. You guys will see the video right now if you're watching.
I think there's something for you outside.
What? What is this?
Flowers.
For me?
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah.
Thank you. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. So that was really sweet, and he got me 36 roses because we had our first kiss 36 weeks ago today. I'm like, how do you even know that? Like, what are you, a stalker? So that was very sweet of him, very thoughtful. This is his birthday trip. Like, I planned this as a surprise for his birthday, and somehow he's coming out with like way more romantic things than I am, but I'm trying my best over here. I got us here at least. And you will hear the stories about the rest of what's been going on here. I had a mental breakdown yesterday. I was crying. I was like, I'm not sure what's going on. And honestly, this whole trip, I think all of my conversations are literally about you guys. I'm like, oh God, I'm like, I can't stop thinking about work. Like, how do I like incorporate them in this? And like, I have all these ideas, and just like, we're literally like sleeping in the middle of the night, and I woke NFL man up, and I was like, I have a business idea. He's like, Alex, go to bed. I truly love including you guys in these things, and I feel like it's only right if I make this relationship official on the podcast. Like, I just think that needs to happen. And like, what's his reaction gonna be? I don't know. Sometimes me and my friends call him a paid actor because he'll just like have these like, I don't know, expressions on his face or things he says. And like, me and Kristen all the time are like, you're literally like a paid actor. Like, he just like does things like perfectly. Like, everything is like perfect. Like, it's so great. And I'm like, you're not real. So we call him a paid actor. We also call him BB. That's my other nickname for him. NFL man is the one you guys know him as. And then we're going to bring him on so you actually get to meet him and actually get to know him. But we are going to go get ready for dinner right now. Hopefully we have a nice romantic night, get some more stories to tell you guys tomorrow. And we are going to sit down all together, me, NFL man, and you guys. We're going to have a little date and we're all going to get to know each other. Oh, hi, MTV. Welcome to our crib. Lights? We don't have them. Do you want to see how our sinks work? Plenty of fresh water for you to wash your hands, take a nice shower, maybe even take a bath. We better not piss or shit because we're not going to be able to flush it. And thank God I brought my Alex Earl selfie light because look what happens when I turn this off. Oh! This week's episode on Survivor. We have been hunting for our lives out here this week. There's no light, there's no power, there's no water here. This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, You can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, as promised, we're having on a very special guest today. We're bringing on NFL man. Woo! Come on.
Hello. This is a big moment. Hey, girls, it's Braxton, also known as NFL man.
You're only known as NFL man here.
Yeah.
I'm happy we get to bring him on, though, so you guys get to meet him a little bit. I feel like I've been posting a lot of NFL man this week. Should I call you Braxton right now?
I think we go Braxton. I think it's the time.
I feel like rude. Wait, do you know the first time Braxton found out he was NFL man? We were in the car. It was before the first episode of Hot Mess came out.
And I was
out.
Listening to it.
And I was like, oh, like, let me show you my first episode. Like, here's what I have so far.
So she didn't tell me what my nickname was. She had prefaced like a week before. Saying that she had to give me a nickname. And so we rattled a few off. Not one was NFL man. So I was listening to, this is probably the Monday or Tuesday before it came out on Thursday. We were listening to it and she dropped NFL man.
We were in the car and he heard NFL man and his head snapped and looked at me. He was like, hello? I was like,
I wasn't consulted on any of this.
I don't know. It just came out. That's what your nickname was. Mm-hmm. NFL stuck. Man was born. And then it stuck like it really
stuck hard.
We have the NFL calling you NFL man.
Okay. They did in that one TikTok.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, at this point, I think we embrace it.
Yeah. So we've been on this trip for like 3 days now. Well, we're actually leaving later today. And I planned this trip for NFL man's birthday.
I thought we were using Braxton.
We'll see. We get to the kind of resort. We get to our villa. Everything's great. It's beautiful here. We went to dinner the first night. Then we leave dinner and our golf cart was stolen. And basically, you need a golf cart to get around this island because it's just pretty big and it's just like houses. So you have to like...
It's just one little...
Have a golf cart to get anywhere.
Dirt road.
Yeah.
And it's one from the very beginning all the way to the end. It's that one little road. And you go by golf cart everywhere.
One of the workers took us on his golf cart to go back from dinner. And it's like pretty dark out here at night. And we were BMXing back to our house. We hit a rock.
We hit one rock that was significant.
Like, it was like... I feel like when you watch those people on their dirt bikes and they like go up those slopes and flip in the air, that's what I felt like was happening to us.
And the funniest thing was
we had airtime for like 10 seconds.
He was trying to be professional, but he didn't want to acknowledge the fact that we just crashed.
No one acknowledged it at all.
But he handed me his phone with the flashlight on, and so for the rest of the ride, I held the flashlight above his head so he could see where we were going.
The next day comes around, we have the best day, the best 2 days. Yesterday, we took a boat to a private island, and it was actually so insane. Like, it was gorgeous. An island that we could just walk from one end to the other, and we were the only people there, and the only thing on this island was a little, like, cabana made out of, like, sticks and leaves and 2 cabana chairs. And they literally drop us off with a picnic basket, and we had, like, 4 hours there. It was the most beautiful, like, I don't even know what to call it. It was insane.
That was perfect.
So then after that, we had a dinner. This is somehow Braxton's birthday trip, and he's planned all these, like, nice romantic things for me. And I'm like, okay, like, I need to step it up next time because...
No, you got us here. That was the whole point. You got us here. It was a surprise for my birthday, which was the best surprise ever. And I just felt like you kept this a secret for over a month. You planned it a few weeks before that. So this is like 2 months in the making for you. And I just felt like I could bring something to the table.
Well, he did, because we went to dinner last night and we like go to the restaurant we go to every night. And all of a sudden the waiter starts leading us out to like the beach. And I'm like, where are we going? Like, what's happening right now? And there is a little... like candlelit table under a chandelier on the beach. It was the most romantic dinner. I've always seen that. Like, I don't know. I feel like you see that in like movies and stuff. And I've always been like, oh my gosh, I want to go to like one of those little like dinners that are just set up with like candles on the beach. Like, it was so pretty and nice. And we had the best dinner ever. We had the pasta again, actually. And the pasta was amazing.
Well, all of it.
Yeah.
Like, it was a completely different turnaround from Wednesday.
Yeah.
The apps, the pasta.
So good.
The mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes were great. And then... Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, I was like, where are you going? All right, before this, there's people, I guess, call it 200, 300 yards to our right, and there's just a few people with flashlights. And of course, because of Wednesday and the simulation and White Lotus, the first thing she says is, do you think they're looking for a dead body?
And I said, White Lotus. I was like, obviously those people on the beach in the middle of the night are looking for a dead body. Like, that's the end of the trip. That's how the show ends.
Yeah. So she said that, and it's about 15 minutes later. Go ahead. Do it again.
Boom, boom. And I was like, oh my God. Braxton nearly flipped out of his chair.
It shocked me.
But lo and behold, before us, beautiful fireworks. Literally...
perfect show
on the beach in front of us, just fireworks everywhere. And I was like, oh my God, baby, did you set this up for me? He's like, no.
I was honest. I was like, you could have lied. I was like, yeah, but my conscience, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but like, you could have just told me that you set up those fireworks for me and I would have had no idea.
But can you imagine if somebody, like one of the waitresses, the waiter, comes up after and be like, oh, like, did you see those fireworks for so and so? And I'm just sitting there.
Trust level down to zero again.
Exactly. Ooh, where are we at, by the way?
I don't know. So you guys know me pretty well by now. I like have severe trust issues. And I met Braxton. And the first thing I said was like, listen here. You don't start off with like 100% trust and then you like lose it. I was like, you start with zero. Like, in my mind, everyone sucks. So everyone starts at zero. And then you can build it up.
she was true to her word. I think last we talked about this was probably last month around my birthday. And I was at 85.
He was at like 85%.
We have to be at 90 now.
I don't know. It's private, my trust calculator. But... for a while, like, we would be hanging out for like 2 months and I'm like, yeah, you're at like 20% trust. And he's like, what? Like, hello? Like, what have I done to you? I'm like, nothing, but you just haven't like been around long enough for me to trust you.
Yeah. Time, I think, is the biggest factor.
Yeah. Time is a big factor for me. As the percentages increase on the trust scale, it gets harder to like move. So it's like in the beginning, yeah, you can go from 20 to 30 in like a week, but going from like 85 to 86% might take you a month alone. Now I don't want to leave. Now vacation's coming to an end and I really just don't want to go. I'm having the best time ever here. And the power has gone out 45 more times since then. Like,
it
today.
It went out 3 times today.
Yeah, it went out 3 times today. We were setting up for Hot Mess and I mean, we almost didn't record for Hot Mess because flames were coming out the side of my head because I'm like plugging things in. The power's going out. We go outside. They start playing this like Cabana Jungle
the
music.
The luncheon music.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, you know what? We're not recording. He's like, Alex, like, it's okay. Calm, deep breaths. That's what I said. I said, like, you're very good at like calming me down when I'm crazy. Because I'm not that crazy.
No, you're not that crazy. But I think, no. You're not normally. You're not normally. But when things go wrong, like for instance, Wednesday, Thursday, like I take things very individually. Like, this can happen. Okay. That was separate from the next thing that happens. You let things compound at times. And so you can get worked up really quickly. And I just don't react the same way you do.
I do get worked up very quickly. Yeah. I blame that on my mom. I get it from her. I feel like we should talk about us, like how we are, how we started hanging out, all of the fun stuff.
Because I would love to.
Another thing I said yesterday was like, we were very much so like in the honeymoon phase for a while, and I feel like we still are.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we just have a lot of fun when we hang out and
we have a blast.
Like, immediately when we started hanging out back in March, like, we were so close so fast.
Yeah. I think for a few different reasons, like we both allowed ourselves to just be ourselves. And we were like, you know what, like maybe it goes for a while, maybe it doesn't, but let's have a blast while it's here. And that made us close really quickly. And I think one of the main things about us that like I love, why are you sitting so far back?
I'm just listening.
Okay. One of the main
my feet up.
Twisting them.
Hearing all these great things.
So one of the main things that like I love and appreciate about us is that, and I say this to anybody who asks me, is that like we have fun doing nothing or doing anything. Like I always use the story like going to the grocery store, like it's an event. Like we're absolutely those people, and we know that. And like at times we're very aware of it, but like we don't care, right? Like
we're the ones the running most fun doing nothing.
Yeah, we're the ones running the cart into the side and laughing and having everybody look at us. And I think that's like one of the best things. And everything, like day to day, when I get to see you, that's what I look forward to, because it's like we can sit on the couch, we can go to the grocery store, we can go to dinner, we can have the coolest vacation ever. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what we do, we're gonna enjoy it. And like that's like one of the most special things to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are pretty fun like that. And
and we sit next to each other at dinner.
Oh, we do, yeah, not this sit is another thing that we like established very early on. So our first dinner date, we went to this restaurant where they kind of have like a grill in the middle of a table. Think of like the, what's it called? The melting pot.
Do not say the melting pot.
It's like a very fancy melting pot. So I love the melting pot. Don't shit on it.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
We sit across, and the table is like further than most, but not like too far. And we're sitting across from each other for like maybe like 30 seconds. We're just staring at each other. And I just was like,
nope.
And I just get up and we sit next to each other. So now every date we go on, we sit next to each other. And I feel like that makes it like way more intimate. I don't know. Like, yeah. I just like sitting next to him, like across feels so far away. And I think waiters and waitresses have had enough of us, because they'll sit us down and we're like, wait, actually, could we just like rearrange the whole restaurant
so
we
could just be done.
We're just gonna sit over here. They'll like sit us down at a table and we're like, we're just gonna sit in the same chair.
Thank you though.
I'm just gonna
idea.
Sit on his lap. It's fine, thank you so much.
But that's what works for us.
Yeah, it does work. And I would say how we hang out now is different in terms of like our schedule than back when we first started hanging out, because when we first started hanging out, it was my sophomore year of college.
Senior semester.
It was like my
spring
semester of my senior year of college, and I had a pretty like open schedule with that, and he plays football, so it was my off season initially, and he really didn't have like anything to do besides like work out during the day.
Yeah.
And we were able to like see each other a lot, hang out during the day, hang out at night. A lot of the times we would like go out together, and then we would like rot on Sundays together.
Yep, we'd get bagels.
And yeah, we had like a very specific routine, getting bagels and Starbucks.
Maybe go to the beach in the evening.
He would drive me back to my college house after we go out.
Yep.
And sometimes I was a little bit more hungover than I would like to be.
She threw up a few times. Actually, should we get into that?
Sure. Just tell him. I don't care.
So, what was this? April, maybe?
Yeah. So, we've only been hanging out for like a month.
No, it wasn't, because I had the house. Yeah. So, I think it was like early April. And we go out. It's the morning after. And we're going to get bagels. And it's like 5 minutes from my house. So, we're driving out. And she's talking, and all of a sudden she just stops talking and she just covers her mouth.
Well, you know when you don't feel good and you're hungover and you know you're gonna puke, and I felt my mouth start watering, and I'm in his nice car, and I only known him for like a month, and I'm still trying to like, I don't know, be kind of like sexy and cool and whatever, and I'm in the car, I'm like, ooh.
And she just stops talking and then puts her hand over her mouth, and I'm like, because I thought she like had said something she wasn't supposed to, or so I look at her and she's like wide-eyed, and I said, are you about to throw up? And she goes, yes. So luckily there was this I'm pretty sure it's like a realty office.
It was like a bank. I don't know.
But it was right there. So we pull over. She gets out of the car and she's throwing up. Now, like, I get out checking on her, but like, I know she doesn't want me to like look around the car and like see her throw up. So I'm like, hey, are you okay? We have water.
You thought it was funny. Because I
no,
was.
No, I didn't think it was funny. I felt bad.
I was in the parking lot of whatever establishment we're at, literally next to his car, puking my brains out. And he's like looking around. I see his feet coming over to like look at me. I was like, yeah. I was like, get away.
So she had water there. Now, the funny part is this is Saturday or Sunday morning. Somebody's in the office. So this man, he comes out and he comes out with like wet paper towels because he like sees her get out of the car and he can't see her throwing up because it's on the other side. But I guess he like knows what's happening. So he comes to my side of the car first and he hands it to me and he's like, hey, like this is for her. And he was like, is she okay? And I was like, yeah, like, don't worry. And so he shakes his head. He goes, yeah, morning sickness. I've been there before. But like, he had just assumed.
So this guy thought I was pregnant, which is so sweet. And
but
honestly,
I didn't have it in me to be like, oh no, like we just went out last night and she's just hungover.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, no, absolutely.
So this nice man at the bank, he offered for me to go inside to the toilets. I was like, yep. Don't let me in this establishment right now. Like, I'm wearing all of his clothes, his shoes, like mm-hmm. my makeup's on from the night before. Like, please just let me be over here. So we had a few interesting runs in our mornings after going out together. But we were able to see each other definitely a lot more, or just like a lot more freely, I would say. Like, yeah. We had a lot more time. Now he's obviously in season.
So now how it normally goes. Yeah, in season. So I'll leave early in the morning and
at like 6 or 7.
Yeah. So depending on the day, 6:30 or so.
And I'm sleeping away.
Of course. So I leave early in the morning and then her day like is very busy. And this is something I was going to answer, I guess, later at some point in time, but we can edit it if we want. But like, I don't think people understand how much you work and like how busy your day to day is. So I'm done at say 5:30 on long days and the rest of my night's free, do what I want, whatever. And that's like not the middle of her day, but that's a very like high volume part of her day.
Well, I feel like I get up at like 9:00. Start getting work done at like 10-ish, and then I'm working until like sometimes until midnight, 1 a.m. Yeah. Until I'm going to bed pretty much all day. So we really hang out more so at like night. So like we really will do like dinners and yeah. like maybe a sleepover, but that's kind of been our schedule with seeing each other besides when I go to like your games and stuff. Because we don't really get to see each other during the day too often right now. And our form of communication, I am not a good texter at all.
At all. But we've adjusted to this.
I'm a great FaceTimer. I love FaceTiming people. Like, if you say that I can FaceTime you, I will probably call you 10 times a day.
Do you remember when you asked me that?
Yeah, when like pretty first, early on.
Yeah, you're like, do you like to FaceTime? And I said, yeah, like I can do it. And you're like, okay. And I had no idea.
10 minutes later, bing!
I had no idea what I just answered or what I got myself into. But that's kind of our means of communication. So we normally check in at some part of like the late morning, early afternoon. So like something will come up, we have a question, we text, but like not till around noon, 1 o'clock. And it'll be like not even a real conversation, just like short, hey, this, that, whatever. So we'll like check in the middle of the day. And then when I get out of work, I'll normally either call her or I'll FaceTime her on my way home. And I'll see like, you know, how her day's been, what she has left of the day. And then we kind of plan if we can do dinner or not that night. And like, that's kind of like how it goes. And mm-hmm. then before bed, like say yeah. we don't see each other, then before bed, like we'll FaceTime
yeah.
until we fall asleep.
For me, I just cannot. First of all, I feel like I'm bad at answering texts, and now I'm like infiltrated with texts every day. So like texting to me is like annoying and like bothersome. And even in a relationship, like I feel like why do I need to be like, hey, what are you doing? This, that, like just asking stupid things just to talk. Like, I would rather have a meaningful conversation over the phone rather than just, like, text you to be texting you, because I also don't have time to just be, like, texting you.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't... I also do a thing where, like, I don't really, like, process texts sometimes. Like, I'll read texts and I'll send, like, a okay, and, like, my friends are like, Alex, like, are you mad at me? Like, is something going on? And I'm like, no. And
that,
like,
took a while to get used to.
Yeah. He'll be like, you look so gorgeous today. I'm like, okay. And then he's like, Alex, like, what was that? And I'm like, I didn't even process that I said that. I didn't even know you texted me that. I, like, black out when I'm reading my text.
No, no, no. I called her gorgeous in person the first time. And she said, that was sweet. I love that. Whatever. Right? Like, it was a nice compliment. The next time I called her gorgeous was through text. She had sent me a picture and I said, wow, you look gorgeous. I didn't get a reply. Like, I'm not talking about an hour later, 2 hours. I didn't get a heart. I got no reply until she FaceTimed me 8 hours later. And that's when I asked. I was like, well, I'm never going to text that again. And not only did it happen once, about 2 months after that, it happened again. So I learned my lesson that if I'm going to say something meaningful and compliment her, or actually just say anything at all that I want her to hear and process, I just got to call her or tell her.
I don't pay attention to my texts.
Yeah. But she's like true by it. Like, mm-hmm. It's not just your friends or me.
Like, I don't even know that you texted me that. Like, I'll read it and, like, click on it so the blue dot goes away, and I won't have no idea that he texted me that. Like, I don't know what happens with my mind in texts. So if you text me and I don't answer, don't take it personally.
Don't. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Didn't you just look at your list?
Oh, yeah.
Are you drunk? I'm sorry. Did you all of a sudden get hammered? Babe. What happened?
I was sipping the champagne to your storytelling. It was so great. For this week, instead of what would Alex do...
I'm taking it over.
We're still going to do what would Alex do, but it's going to be from NFL man's perspective. He's going to tell you guys, maybe not even like what would Alex do, but kind of just questions about me. I posted a story and I had to delete it after like 10 minutes because you guys wrote down so many things.
There were a lot. Wait, but are you going to be here for this?
I'll go away if you want.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read questions for NFL man to answer. And he's gonna, I guess, answer them about me.
I'm gonna,
I don't know how
them
this is gonna go.
About her in the most truthful way.
Oh, God.
But she's not gonna be here.
I'm gonna be right over here.
No, she's gonna be
outside. Don't be dramatic. I'm sitting right here. Well, okay, I'm leaving Hot Mess to NFL Man right now. Who knows what's gonna happen? I'm gonna be reading the questions from far away. So good luck. Have fun with him. I don't know if this will make it in the episode.
Really? It's making it.
Okay, so this was definitely the top question that we got. We have a lot of these. What was your first impression of Alex?
First impression. I thought she was absolutely gorgeous. I knew you were fun. You could light up a room, and I know how corny that sounds, but like, you had a way of like walking into a room and commanding it. It made people gravitate towards you because you were just so yourself and you had a way about you that everybody wanted to be around you.
What is Alex's go-to Starbucks order?
So now, or I guess last month around Halloween, it was a pumpkin spice cold brew. But normally I shake an espresso grande, no simple syrup, 3 pumps of vanilla syrup, almond milk, and cinnamon powder.
Mm-hmm. Would you still like Alex if she was a worm?
If she was a worm? I don't think we would be able to communicate or have anything in common if you were a worm.
What?
If you were a worm and couldn't speak?
Okay. Does Alex snore?
Alex has snored before. And I gotta find it. I have a video of it because I knew in the morning that she would not believe me if I told her. So I took a video. But normally, no.
What do you like best about Alex?
The way that I feel when I'm with her is different, and I've never felt that way. And so that's one of my favorite things, how I feel when I'm with her. And it's not anything like she has to do or say or change. It's just being with her makes me happy, and that's one of my favorite things.
What is Alex's biggest pet peeve?
Oh, chewing, swallowing, any noise that is semi-repetitive. Those things trigger her. So you, absolutely not. And lying, don't lie.
What do you think about the hardcore party inside of Alex?
I think it goes back to one of my first impression. She loves to have fun. She wants to have fun. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think there's always a time and a place. And from anything I've seen, she's really good with the time and place. We've been out, obviously, many times together, and we have a blast together. And I think as long as it's in moderation, which it is, there's never a problem with it.
Is Alex actually a hot mess?
Yeah, for instance, here, we have two sinks in the bathroom, and we just have to use mine because hers is completely filled with makeup and makeup bags and everything else. So she is genuinely a hot mess, but she's gotten better. She really has. It's not what it was 5 months ago in her college house. She's gotten better.
What's one of Alex's weird quirks that you find endearing?
I mean, I'm not really sure if this is a quirk, but she gets the zoomies before bed. So she'll all of a sudden just get up and start dancing. Zero music, sometimes zero rhythm to what she's doing, but she just dances. And at that point in time, I know that it's time to go to bed.
What's Alex's biggest red flag?
Okay, let's unpack this. So she doesn't trust, which I understand part of it, but the other part is a lot of times if somebody doesn't trust you, it's maybe they feel like they can't be trusted, which I do trust her, so that's not an issue for me. But
hey.
That, I do trust you. But that was initially one. Sometimes she says things she does not mean solely for a reaction. And I don't give her that reaction, which I think bothers her even more. But she tests you at times.
What do you wish everyone knew about Alex?
Ooh. I think everybody knows she has a great heart, but she truly does. She, what you see is real. She doesn't put on an act for social media or at certain times. She truly does have the biggest heart ever. And then I think aside from that, I wish everybody saw how hard she worked. I completely, utterly adore the fact that she gets up in the morning and she is busy. From the time she gets up till the moment that she falls asleep, because even sometimes when we're laying in bed, she's working. And by sometimes, actually all the time, now that I think about it. So I wish people understood how much she does. And to me, it's one of the most attractive things about her, because she's a hustler. She does it. And I admire that.
Does Alex know a lot about football?
We went to football 101 early, and she has since then come a long way. So yeah, she actually knows a very good amount about football. And after games, she'll ask me questions, explaining things that are pretty in depth, definitely not surface level. So yeah, I would put her on a game show about it and feel decent about it.
I don't know
how much I'm betting, but I feel pretty good.
What made you go for Alex? Why her?
Ooh, the way that I feel when we're together is the best I've ever felt. And again, everything we do is so much fun. And I know a lot of people say oh, well, that doesn't last. But I think our personalities match so well. We're so very similar in our thoughts, and we complete each other's sentences, but we'll see something and look at each other to say it, and then we laugh because we already know what each other was about to say. So I think that matches up really well. We can be completely opposites in some part of our personalities, but the ones that really matter, I think we're the exact same, and we have a blast together, and I love being with her.
Okay, let me get back in here. We're going to miss our flight to go home.
Hopefully.
But I feel like another thing is everyone always asks why we're not dating yet. And I feel like I have just taken my time with that. I said I was warming up to the idea. It's only taken me 9 months, you know?
Yeah, it's not too long.
But we've never actually, like, actually popped that question yet. So I was just wondering, would you be my boyfriend?
You're not asking me to be your boyfriend. That is not happening.
What is this, a movie?
See, this is what I'm saying.
So apparently NFL man had his own plan to ask me out. He just showed me this whole movie he made. He puts down the microphones. He's saying all these sweet things to me. And I say...
Yes!
So my surprise was that because I've given you such a hard time all the time, I was going to ask you when we were recording this. But I just got debunked. I asked him to be my boyfriend and he said no.
Last night, all of this was supposed to go down, but she got really tired after dinner, so we just fell asleep. So I knew it would happen in the morning, and you asked me early this morning, you were like, are you nervous? Why is your heart beating so fast?
Yeah, because we woke up this morning, and his heart was like, boom, and I was
because I was going to do it while we were in bed, and then she pops out of bed, and she was like, let's get going. So I was like, okay, I'm not reeling her back in from this. And then it was going to be after we filmed this segment, but... Then she tried to ask me to be her boyfriend, which I wouldn't be able to sleep at night knowing that. So that's why we had to put this down and that all happened.
So the first time that we said I love you was kind of recently, but it was me saying it first and he said nothing back to me. So this is Braxton's first football game of the year. I'm there with all my friends. We've been tailgating for a few hours and... We go down to the field to go see him before the game, and there's a video on TikTok of Kristen and I, like, running around the field, and you can kind of see, like, me and Kristen dying laughing, and all the comments were like, what are Kristen and Alex laughing about? Like, what is so funny? Well, he came over, and I hugged him, and I accidentally said, I love you, and it was just, like, a big shock. Like, I was like, because I, like, didn't mean for that to come out of my mouth, even though I meant it. And then he just, like, ran off to go play the game. And I was like, ah!
I knew she didn't mean to say it. I didn't know if she meant it or not. And that was the conversation we had after. Because when she said, have a good game. I love you. Like, she went ghost. Like, her eyes went wide. She was like, oh. So it seemed like she didn't mean to say it. And there was a question of if she meant it. So after the game, when we talked... I asked you if you meant it, and you said yes. And then I said it back.
Will you be my boyfriend?
Yes. Absolutely. I would love to be. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess that can answer everyone's questions now. Now we can say that we're dating, I guess. I guess no more, I guess.
Yeah, there's no more. So let's try this. We're going to practice. Are you my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. No more, I guess.
You're welcome. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.